With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. $4,700,000. That's how much the Dolores RE4A School District has lost over the past 7 years as a result of a state legislative measure that some consider a budgetary sleight of hand. On Thursday night, the Dolores School Board discussed a measure to be put before the district's voters in November, seeking an 8-year extension for an existing mill levy that is due to sunset in 2016. The 7-mill levy has provided about $390,000 a year for classroom supplies, staff salaries, and technology upgrades. If the levy is extended, it would sunset in 2024. And the Dolores County School District is likewise seeking some budgetary help from voters in November. Their school board voted September 2nd to seek a 3-mill tax override. Superintendent Bruce Hankins told the Dove Creek Press that the legislature has taken $2.3 million from Dolores County schools since it implemented the budgetary measure known as the negative factor, which takes monies from schools to balance the state budget. If passed, the Dolores County override would provide monies to update the curriculum, acquire new books and technology, address facilities needs, and make teacher salaries more competitive. It would sunset in 7 years. And in other news, fall brings cool nights, changing colors, and a new DUI crackdown. The Colorado Department of Transportation and Colorado State Patrol have launched an enforcement action now through October 26th. The campaign is to address an autumnal increase in impaired driving due to alcohol-related events such as football season and Oktoberfest. The State Patrol says enforcement periods such as this can include sobriety checkpoints, saturation patrols, and additional law officers on duty. For KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.